Welcome to the Egg Show. Today we are talking with Katie McLaughlin from the Peace Country Beef and Forage Association. Thanks for coming on today, Katie. First off, can you tell us a little bit about what the Peace Country Beef and Forage Association does and how does it help producers in the region?
So Peace Country Beef and Forage Association is a not-for-profit applied research and extension association. So our whole prerogative is to provide our area producers with applied research. So we're taking practices that necessarily aren't used very much up here and adapting them to our local environment so that our producers can come see how we're doing it and basically go to their farm and implement these practices. And we've already kind of worked out the bugs on how to make it work up here. We do a lot of variety trials as well. So any new varieties, especially in like the forages, perennial forages, annual forages, barley, oats, that kind of thing, we're always trying out the new varieties and seeing how they perform up here. And then we also put on a lot of extension events. So those are learning events for producers to attend. We usually put on about 30 to 40 a year. This year, that was definitely kiboshed due to COVID, but we've been keeping up with lots of webinars and really expanding our reach as much as we can online. And there's lots of videos available on YouTube and that kind of thing as well for producers to learn from.
Exactly. And I know you guys focus a lot on soil health. How does the information that you guys collect help and help the farmers up here?
Yes, so soil health has been very popular in the last several years here. The use of multi-species cocktail cover crops, we've been doing a lot of research into that. We started research into the multi-species crops back in 2014 and started monitoring some fields long-term since 2014 for soil health changes and stuff. So we're trying to determine how these practices work up here in our soils, what kind of microbes are affected here, how can we improve our water infiltration, that kind of thing. So it's this long-term monitoring process because soils don't change overnight. It's a process. So it's a long-term process. We've been monitoring, some fields since 2014. We are also part of a provincial project called the Soil Health Benchmarking Project, which is through the CARA Soil Health Lab down in Oyen, who is one of our sister associations. And they recently opened up this soil health lab, and we're kind of part of a project trying to benchmark our soils in Alberta for general soil health and various different practices and how they affect microbial activity in the soil and how to improve soil health.
Yeah, and you guys do a lot of the test plot sites around the region. I know there's three. There's one right by Fairview, High Prairie, and Teepee Creek. What kind of crops are planted and tested? What do you put in the crops?
Okay, so we have this past year in 2020, we actually had about 1,300 small plots over those three sites. So our main site is just west of Fairview at our Fairview Research Farm, which is a partnership with the MD of Fairview. And there we're testing perennial forages, we're testing annuals for forage, so barley, oats, triticale, peas for forage production. We're also doing a bit of grain variety trials with wheat and canola and these multicultural mixes to see if we could find the perfect mix for grazing, for soil health improvement, and for inclusion in grain rotations. We've done a lot of work with intercropping as well. Our site near Teepee Creek, that has a lot of what we're doing in Fairview just replicated there. And we had about 300 plots in Teepee Creek last year, seeing if there was any regional difference between Fairview and Teepee Creek. And then in High Prairie, we have perennial plots there, and those plots have been established for 5 years. And we're seeing how some species over there last in a hay rotation. So when you're cutting it for hay, how long will these species last in a field? So those have been in there for 5 years, and we're going to keep those up for as long as we can.
Besides the plots, what kind of other research do you guys do?
So we have a lot of on-farm trials as well. So field-scale trials that are funded by the provincial government and some that are funded by our local municipalities. So we have one project going on near Hines Creek, which is actually a crop-livestock integration project. So we've taken a field, doing some cropping practices on it, and then introducing cattle onto it to see if there's any effect on soil health between the different treatments and if we could get some better yields, reduce fertility, that kind of thing. We have another project out in High Prairie that's really exciting, and that is a grazing management project. So we're seeing how rotational grazing versus like mob grazing has an effect on soil health and carbon sequestration and pasture rejuvenation. So we're looking at quite a few different things there. We have another project that's really cool that we actually just established in Fairview, which is we're calling it the Perennial Ecosystems Project, which is actually a master's student project. So we're hosting a master's student from the University of Alberta who will be studying how perennial ecosystems in like a biomimicry kind of fashion will affect soil health, how we can improve pasture quality for animals, seeing how these natural perennial environments function and how we can take advantage of that as producers.
That's really interesting, actually, that you brought up that point with the student coming in, because I know you guys have a scholarship and grants. Can you tell me more about them?
Yeah, you betcha. So we just recently closed applications for the PCBFA Agricultural Scholarship. So this is a scholarship that is funded by PCBFA for post-secondary students that are pursuing an education in agriculture or a related field. So we feel that it's really important that we support our local youth up here in the Peace. Like, agriculture is such a huge part of our economy, and we want to encourage youth to come back up here and be involved in the industry, since it is so huge up here. So yeah, so we have that just recently closed, and then we also have the Grant Dashnitz Memorial Ag Knowledge Sponsorship. So Grant Dashnitz was a gentleman, a longtime resident of High Prairie, who was very involved with our association. He actually sat on our board for several years, and he was just a real advocate of our association. But he was also an advocate of young farmers and basically trying to get the tools in people's hands to help young farmers succeed. So we, in partnership with the Gassnitz family, had established that memorial sponsorship in Grant's name, specifically for a young farmer or rancher to be able to attend conferences, courses, seminars, and that we would support them in that.
It seems like you guys have a lot of things going on, a lot of great things. Do you have some goals set for this year? Some initiatives that you guys are taking?
Yeah, so we are starting out a couple new big projects. That perennial ecosystems one I mentioned earlier, starting this year with the master's students, so that's really exciting. We are looking to bring on some more bigger projects with more master's students, of course. It's very exciting that we're able to host some of these programs up here and some of these big projects with the universities. It's really exciting. It's really awesome to have these master's students who aren't necessarily from the Peace come up here and experience our environment and experience our summer. It's so fun. We also are, you know, with COVID, our extension program, of course, has had to adjust to more online stuff, but we are hoping that we'll be able to host some big schools this summer, one being the Soil Health Academy, which, if we're able to run it, is going to be really great. It's a three-day school where basically we invite producers to come and learn everything there is to know about soil health and how to take these evaluation skills back to their own farm and be able to kind of monitor on their own and how to kind of reduce their reliance on synthetics and be more profitable.
With local producers, that's kind of the thing that we've been talking about so much, is helping everyone in the region. What has been the feedback from local producers?
Well, we do have a strong membership. We field a lot of calls. We do run a membership program where farms can become members of our association in response to that. As a part of being a member of PCBFA, like, they get access to our feed testing program. We do some ration balancing for them. We do have an on-staff research program manager. He actually has a doctorate in systems agriculture. So our members do get access to a team whenever they want for, like, assistance with crop planning, soil testing, basically you name it. We're kind of I kind of joke sometimes that we may not be the experts in everything, but we know someone who is. So definitely, like, connecting producers with those experts to help them succeed on their farm.
Yeah, that always helps, especially when things are not working out the way producers need it to do, and they do need a helping hand for some of the things, right?
For sure, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have anything that you'd like to add that I may have forgotten?
I just kind of wanted to put out there that we are looking to fill out our summer research team. So if you're listening and have an interest in agriculture research or an interest at all in anything we do, please feel free to give us a shout. Our website is peacecountrybeef.ca. We are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Feel free to give us a shout, whether you're a producer or you're just interested in agriculture in the Peace. We'd love to chat with you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on today and talking with me, Katie.
You bet. Thank you for the opportunity, Erica.
Yes, no problem. This has been the Egg Show, and I'm Erica Rowling.